رَبَّنَا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of Al-Sahifa Al-Sajjadiyya. We have received and reached the point where the Imam alayhi salam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from wal musibati al kubra wal shaqa' wa su'al ma'ab. The Imam salamullah alayhi, in the previous verse, he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking refuge in him from the hasratul udma, the greater regret or dreadful remorse. And we said that is relating to the day of judgment. Al-Musibatul Kubra, also the great affliction. Now, musibah, affliction, it can happen in a number of things. It can happen in matters of worldly affairs, and it could also happen in afterlife as well. So a person can lose his dunya and could lose his akhirah. We have a saying or a hadith that says, Allahumma, or a dua I should say, La taj'al musibati fi dini. Do not make my affliction in my religion. The afflictions of life, disease, poverty, hardship, these things we can overcome. And even if a person dies with these afflictions, it's not going to change much of his akhirah. The problem comes when a person loses his akhirah as a result of his actions. This is the greatest musibah, the greatest affliction, because it means eternity in hellfire, God forbid. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We were saying that the greatest of masa'ib, afflictions, is when a person loses his deen, loses his morals, loses his ethics, and loses his way of life due to the fact that he is occupied with his dunya. He only cares about his dunya, his today, and he does not care about his akhirah. When people refrain from adhering to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and adhering to the akhirah, there is no musibah, there is no affliction greater than that. Because this life that me and you live, it doesn't matter how long it might be, 10, 20, 50, 100, even 1,000 years, there is an end to it. It will come to an end. It will come to a halt. We will all die regardless. And then we will face our actions. If we've done good and we go to the other side, then we will see all the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. But if we cross over and we haven't taken anything with us, then that is the greatest affliction. And there's no greater affliction than that, because it means it just hell, God forbid. It means punishment, God forbid. It means there is no hope anymore, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on day of judgment, He says there is iqab, hisab, and there's no amal. So there's reward, there's punishment, but there's no action. Me and you, once we cross over, once we die, we can't do much. There is nothing to do except face our own actions. So the musiba, the greatest affliction in the words of the Imam alayhi salam, is that which befalls on the faith of a person. Once the faith becomes weak, once the faith becomes corrupted, once the faith goes away completely, or a person abandons his faith, there is no greater affliction than that. Because like we said, any affliction we can overcome. And even if we can't overcome, like in terms of cure, in terms of having wealth, in terms of fixing the problems that we have, but at least we have patience. We can have sabr. And we say, well, this is how it is. Test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I done something wrong in this life. Or what have you. At the end of the day, we can ease our mind. We can calm our minds when it comes to the afflictions of life. But when it becomes affliction in religion, affliction in the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something really hard. Let's take a short break and we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So the Imam says, Al-Musibat al-Kubra, O Allah, I seek refuge in that. Wa ashqa shaqa. And also, a person sometimes, when he transgresses, sometimes he goes overboard. Now, we are human beings. We're not infallible. We make mistakes. So, any sin that we make is considered to be shaqa, considered to be wretchedness, right? It is considered as an act of being wretched. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, He's given us a break. We can always repent. We can always go back. We can always fix. But ishqa that the Imam is talking about, he says, wa ashqa ashqa, the worst of transgression, the worst of wretchedness, the ones that has no return, where a person becomes absolutely heedless of Allah. When a person becomes the furthest away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he neglects everything that Allah has told him to do. Now, when a person becomes far away from Allah and he is outcasted from the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no shaqa beyond that. There is no more wretchedness than that. A person could live a happy life in our standards. He could have wealth and whatever he needs. but he is not religious, for example. He doesn't adhere to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not practice the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is the worst thing a human being can do, because that person, his sight is very limited. His scope and his horizon is limited to his feet only. He can't see beyond that. Because we want to be successful in the hereafter. We want to live eternity in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, amongst the Prophet, amongst the Imams alayhim as-salam. So the Imam uses musibah and he uses shaqa, and then he ends with su'il ma'ab. And that journey itself, it becomes just a bad journey. A person loses his faith, a person becomes wretched, he becomes a transgressor, and that journey itself becomes an evil journey. It will not lead to anything good. And obviously each of these have, you know, things that make a person go that way. So when it comes to losing faith, there are factors that makes a person lose faith. There are factors that make a person become shaqi. There are factors that makes a person have su'il mi'ab. And now obviously we can't go through everything because of the time limit that we have. But me and you, we need to take a closer look. We need to be more careful of what we do in life, so we don't end up taking that evil journey and reaching an end of no return in a bad way. Inshallah, we will continue this in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را